mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It has been a jam-packed radio broadcast so far. We've covered about 40 different articles, and I got about another 40 or so I want to cover before this hour ends. And we've got loaded phone lines, of course. We're joined for this hour, because I always love his insight, at least once a week, by Paul Watson, my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, there's a lot to talk about in this hour. What's some of the news you want to go over?
Well, maybe we could start off with this, I believe you may have talked about it already, this political paranoia bill. There's a story that's been circulating for the last few days which centres around Senator Bill Frist and a proposed plan to introduce a bill that would define political paranoia as a mental disorder. So what does that mean? It means if you think raping Iraqi children is wrong, then you're insane. If you think making Iraqis jump off a bridge for breaking a curfew is wrong, then you're insane. If you think pregnant women being beaten and arrested for talking too loudly on a cell phone is wrong, then you're insane. And things like, you know, if you think people in wheelchairs being tasered is wrong, then you're insane. But there's a caution that needs to be...
Well, then I'd say we've all gone quite mad, Paul.
Yeah. The thing about it is the story... The only source I can find on it at the moment, although it's circulating around the internet, the source is a left-wing website called the Swift Report, which, from what I can tell, carries some serious stories and some which look like satire.
So, yeah, you know, when I saw that, I thought it may not be true. But what we know is the American Psychological Association has added hundreds of new mental illnesses and designations in the last few years for all sorts of, quote, anti-government activity. So that's real. That's happening. And Frist did come out, of course, with the New Freedom Initiative, and he did get that passed.
Well, I can tell you what is real, and that is a similar thing that's going on in the UK, called the Mental Capacity Bill, which defines mental illness as the inability to make a decision, even if that's temporary. So if you've had one too many whiskeys, they can basically burst into your home, call you mentally incapacitated, grab you, and imprison you indefinitely. The terms in the legislation are so broad that it allows them to do that. With this Frist thing, I called the office from the number which was on his website in Tennessee, and it's just an automated system. All you do is leave a message. There's no way to actually get any comment on it. So if anyone can confirm that with any other source, then I'd appreciate it. But as you've said, we've seen moves in the past which are all geared towards this, and in fact we had top Soviet defectors just a couple of months ago went on record to warn about it, that they want to define basic political activism or opposition to authority as mental instability. And obviously that's what the Soviets did in the past. So I'll put out a blurb article this evening on the website, and we can confirm whether or not it's disinfo. But as I said, in the UK, it's already happening. The bill's already in session.
All right, we're going to talk about that. I also want to spend some more time on Armstrong Williams, because $240,000 to go out and push the UN UNESCO No Child Left Behind, Bill Clinton's baby, that his good friend, George W., got passed. I want to talk about propaganda placement and go over some past examples of this that dwarf what Armstrong Williams is up to, and really discuss for listeners how serious this is. I mean, how openly this shows the propaganda. But first, your calls, and we'll also cover 85-year-old man beaten, pepper sprayed by police. I'm going to try to get him on the broadcast. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes into hour number three. We're talking to Paul Watson on this Monday edition, the 10th day of January 05. Your calls are coming up here momentarily. Paul, what's some of the other news that we're going to be covering after these calls?
Well, we're going to be covering the passage of a bill which creates a secret government to enact laws basically in secret after terrorist attack. Further liberation in Iraq, with this sergeant being charged just 6 months and not being discharged from the army for making Iraqis jump off a bridge. And if you thought Limbaugh was bad with his just blowing off steam comments, then wait till you hear what Ann Coulter had to say.
Oh, was that the comment last week where she said, let's nuke people for fun and let's kill more civilians?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's loving. And then I want to get back into Armstrong Williams and the payoffs. I mean, it's a payoff, folks. Ruth in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Ruth.
Yes, I had a comment on something I saw on C-SPAN, but first I wanted to clear up this article that was on Rents about Fisk going to Congress to legislate psychiatric diagnosis. I don't know what the procedure is in the UK, like Paul Watson was saying, but I don't know what they can legislate there. But in America, you can't legislate a psychiatric diagnosis any more than you can legislate a medical diagnosis. There is the DSM-3 statistical manual, or whatever they call that. It's there's strict procedures and psychiatrists that sit on a board, and it's a long process. And in any case, there's no need to have a separate diagnosis for political paranoia, because paranoia is a blanket diagnosis that would cover.
Well, they have oppositional
defiance. That's an old one.
Yeah, but I mean, there's hundreds of them now. I mean, I've had psychiatrists and psychologists on. And actually, it's a revolving door. Congress funds the programs
right. And
funds the organizations that are creating
these
new designations. And they have funded the New Freedom Initiative
that
did codify a manual on what is mental illness, written widely so the drug companies that wrote it can put more children on drugs.
I'm not saying there's not a marriage there. It's just Frist can't go to Congress and say, let's legislate that. I mean, when that happens, everyone better throw in the towel. I'm not saying there's not a marriage between these organizations, but I thought...
Well, I'm not saying it's true either. A caller called in about the article.
Yeah, but I would just leave that one alone as some kind of rumor. But anyway, I saw something on C-SPAN that totally blew me away.
Sure, tell us about it.
Okay. There was a panel of experts on terrorists, and there was a woman there. Her name was either Stern or Stein, and they were going on a lot about international terrorists. Then all of a sudden she's talking about their capability of getting nuclear devices in their hands, and she's talking about the international groups who want to do that and how that would happen. And she was their keynote speaker and seemed to be their most respected panelist. And she shocked me when she started talking about American terrorists. She specifically identified the American militia and said that these groups in America would love to get their hands on nuclear devices, but she thinks they never will be able to.
Well, yeah, that's been the script for years. The general public's told, oh, it's just for the Muslims. But meanwhile, it's for homeschoolers, conservatives, gun owners, liberal groups. All the real training is for Americans, regardless of your race, color, or creed, or whatever. And this is really going on. I mean, you had that Harvard newspaper article, Paul, where they listed the most dangerous terrorists as those that believe in the New World Order, Paul.
Yeah, we see it again. There was a CNN piece in 2002 which said the same thing. This whole thing about dirty bombs and nuclear bombs and who's going to get hold of them is, of course, complete hypocrisy, because the world trade in nuclear weapons is fostered by the globalists, and that's not just things like Rumsfeld selling the nukes to North Korea. I mean, every time someone gets caught trying to traffic nuclear weapons, it comes out that they're working directly for the U.S. government, and they then say, oh, what an amazing job we did. It was a sting operation, so conveniently. And then in places like Pakistan with Professor Khan, who was trying to sell nukes to North Korea.
And that was part of W199I that Clinton had signed, and then Bush reissued it, saying, leave Khan alone.
Yeah, so the whole trade around the world is fostered by the globalists and these neocons who then say that American citizens are going to get their hands on them and that we should watch American citizens when they're the ones doing it.
Then they have shows like 24 where the evil militia nukes L.A.
Yeah, working with the Muslim terrorists who
What shocked me was that she was calling Americans terrorists, and I just don't believe that there's large groups of Americans doing that. You know, I mean, there might be a loose cannon, wacko fringe person that wants... I just find that very chilling to refer to Americans as terrorists.
Of course. Thanks for the call. Oh, they do this... Look, most of the real anti-terror training is going on right now. I mean, Paul, just a few months ago, the whole thing with the homeschoolers. The feds told the school district, do drills where homeschooler families come and slaughter hundreds of children, have fake blood, have the small... middle school and elementary students take part in it, put fake blood on them, and tell them the homeschoolers are going to kill you.
Well, yeah, first they said this was all geared towards Arabs, and then it became Arab-Americans with the Jose Padilla case, who they're now trying to imprison indefinitely. There was no evidence against him on any grounds, but he's indefinitely interned in a Navy brig. So it's going to shift from Arab-Americans to Americans. That's the plan. That's what they're doing.
And by the way, folks, there's a new article out by Pat Shannon, American Free Press, and I already knew that the BATF did drills of blowing up Ryder trucks full of ammonium nitrate out in New Mexico. We've covered this with our sources, but now the documents have actually been released. The guy on the ground who called the headquarters within 10 minutes and said an AMFO bomb, how did he know, just went off, was the guy who ran a secret national security agency, or National Security Council, excuse me, NSC, drill of blowing these up. And then he's there that morning and calls and tells everyone what it is. Very interesting, Paul.
Yeah, and then the thing is, the people who point out the Middle Eastern connection, which there was a connection, then use that as grounds to say that we were attacked by Iraq back in 95, therefore justifying the invasion, failing to mention the articles out of the LA Times and Washington Post back in 93, where Clinton and Bush Sr. brought these Iraqis in the first place.
Now, I even wrote an article about that 3 years ago, and I said, you watch, why didn't they point out that it was Iraqis? Because they'd been brought here in the 80s and trained as a Republican Guard. When Saddam was our ally, they were brought back in by Clinton and Bush Sr. They were involved in the bombing, and they were considering blaming it on Iraq at the time, but for some reason put it in the deep freeze. I said, they're getting ready, from all the evidence I was seeing, to bring this back out and then claim an Arab militia nexus point with that. Now I've heard it on radio, seen it on TV. Now it's being brought out, but no one mentions, well, why did the police arrest these Iraqis and were ordered by Clinton to release them? Why don't they show the surveillance camera tapes that FBI has said shows these Iraqis? Because they're globalist Iraqis.
Yeah, and there's still thousands of them still in the country, I believe. But
we need to repost that. We need to take Pat Shannon's article, post above it, our flashback, my article, and the old L.A. Times, Washington Post articles about bringing the Iraqis in. Because people just are confused by this, Paul, still. Will you do that?
Yeah, well, they're relying on not having memories, so yeah, that's all we need to do.
All right, John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, good New Year.
Thank you.
Don't get to hear much of your programming, Alex. Maybe that somebody else called in and mentioned this to you, but it seems that the world-renowned psychic Sylvia Brown, who was a guest on George Norrie's program about 10 days ago or so, says that the Constitution will be amended such that Arnold can run and he will become president someday.
Well, that isn't hard. I mean, that's like saying, I predict that the sun will come up in the morning. That's the plan. It's open. It's coming out in the new authorized biography. Schwarzenegger did the interview.
Had anybody mentioned that to you before?
No, but I mean, that's what some of these, I don't know this lady, but that's what a lot of psychics do.
Yeah, I'm not into it, but I know she's quite popular, very, very renowned. Another issue in my mind, if I may, is this earthquake that hit on the 26th and the tsunami. Has anybody brought up the possibility that may have been an atomic bomb or something
yes,
detonated?
That's been raised. Thanks for the call. Paul, comments on that?
Yeah, it's obvious that the experts there had foreknowledge of the earthquake. They knew the earthquake was going to happen. They didn't warn the right people. And then we had the article out of AFP back from 99 where the, I believe it was, well, it was the US and Britain jointly with the Kiwis, New Zealand, who had developed this tsunami bomb as way back as 1944, which had the same impact as an atom bomb. So the technology has been in place. There's no real evidence so far to say that it was used in this instance, but we're keeping track of it.
All right, well said. Let's talk to Sheila in Texas. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, Alex. I'm just calling because a very strange thing happened on the news last night. My husband and I, we live just north of Austin. We're watching the local news at 10 o'clock. There's this very quick blip on the news about a U.S. nuclear submarine running aground.
Yeah, it ran aground, yeah.
Well, how does that happen exactly? I mean, they're in the water. They have sonar. It was so fast. It was maybe 10, 15 seconds, and we sort of looked at each other and went, like, why isn't that headline news?
Well, usually because there's some type of malfunction in the equipment, in the sonar, in the different sensors. And they do a lot of maneuvers down low, you know, down on the bottom and have problems. I mean, that's happened quite a bit.
I just thought it was odd that it was not given more coverage because it seemed like the only point they made was, well, the nuclear part of it was not hurt in any way, or there was no risk there.
Yeah,
just curious.
I think they said four people were hurt, one person critically.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We'll get Paul's comment on that when we get back. And then we'll also talk to Jerry and others, but then we're going to plunge into the news. We're going to talk about the feds paying off the media. This Armstrong Williams is a great window into that world.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
According to callers, Meet the Press this weekend, they had somebody up there going, it's inevitable. Arnold will be your president. You know, they've got the psychics on the radio saying it's inevitable, and the media saying it's inevitable. And think about it. And Republicans will vote for him in a minute. There's been this big debate over, well, he's pro-abortion, anti-gun, open border. I mean, conservatives, he wouldn't win a primary. Yes, he would. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity endorsed him for governor over conservatives. And so they'll endorse him again, and they'll go, I don't care. Alex, you're for the Second Amendment. You're a liberal. I like Arnold. He wants to ban him. Okay, fine. Have a foreigner who says he wants to be a dictator as your president. And they're lining him up for president just as sure as... I don't want to spend all day on that. And again, ArnoldExposed.com is still updated daily. We're going to run those ads. We're producing them. Taking longer than I thought. And we're going to air them out in California. And thanks for spreading the word. Paul Watson, let's cover news. We'll go to calls later. There is so much to cover here. But first off, let's get into this shadow government bill. A few years ago, they admitted that there's, quote, a shadow government running things, but now they've passed some legislation.
Yeah, it's out of the Boston Herald, and it states that basically under a cloak of secrecy, Congress has passed what they're calling a doomsday bill, whereby if a significant number of members of Congress are incapacitated by a terrorist attack, a natural disaster, or anything of that nature, they're going to hand over all legislative authority to, it said, a dozen or less lawmakers. And in the article, even the Commission on Continuity of Government were not even involved in the bill. And they're calling it unconstitutional, as is Congressman Byrd, who stated that the bill, quote, would allow less than a dozen people to declare war on another nation. And we had,
this is really the object. The corporate whores that run Congress are really asking for it if they sign over the rest of their authority.
Well, we had reports over 2 years ago where the infrastructure had already been set up. And
They've already set up the other capital, yes.
Yeah, with these secret bunkers built where not just prominent government officials would be, but also... it said CEOs, I think this was Newsweek, CEOs of major corporations would be hooked up to these secret teleconference channels whereby they would jointly have total authority over lawmaking and martial law provisions in the event of a disaster. So, I mean, the groundwork is already in place for the rapid takeover of America by this secret government in any case of disaster.
Well, it's like on 9/11, Arnold's buddy Warren Buffett met with all the top CEOs, dozens of which weren't in the towers that day but had their offices there. At, 7:30 in the morning, they all meet. Then the president flies later in the afternoon to meet them in closed-door meetings. Very important stuff going on that day.
Well, yeah, which shows you that they've had the facilities in place before 9/11 to do that.
People ask, how are they going to put Arnold in as president? People ask, how are they going to do all the stuff nobody wants? This is how, folks. They use terror to set up a dictatorship that have staged fake elections with electronic voting machines, and for some reason the establishment wants Schwarzenegger. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, with this bill, I mean, they've basically absolved themselves as if they already had. Or hadn't, of any loyalty to the people of the United States and the Constitution. This is how they're going to direct the policy of the country in the aftermath of this catastrophic attack, which they're all calling for, basically.
It's going to get bigger, not a question of if, but when. The country will permanently be on red alert. You'll have no freedoms. There'll be work brigades set up domestically. You'll all work for the government. And we're going to have to put millions of people in facilities. But, this is for America, Paul.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to be catastrophic in this instance because, if they just release anthrax within Congress, then that would lock down Congress. That's happened just before the passage of the Patriot Act. So they probably wouldn't even need a massive attack, although they might need that for the gas mileage to get the police state rolling. But even so, even an anthrax attack would probably get most of this done.
And the last anthrax attack led right back to our friends. We even had a congressional bill that funded the study of how to mail anthrax through the mail in 1999.
Yeah, Fort Detrick. So, and the people collared for that were completely innocent, like Hatfield. They were just the scapegoats, the patsies, to try and bury the story.
That's the incredible part. Fort Detrick's doing drills of sending anthrax letters, and then the BATF's doing drills of rider trucks full of ammonium nitrate blowing up months before. And the very guy who's there blowing the trucks up in New Mexico is there that morning. And is the first
the
report...
CIA is doing drills of flying planes into buildings.
Just, it's magic, Paul. It's just accidental. But I think they do these drills on purpose, so if they get caught, they say it's a drill. Just like Putin's people got caught about to bomb a fourth building in 99. They said it's a drill.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
A lot of people want to deny what's happening. A lot of people don't want to face the reality of what the New World Order is. They think if you just deny it, it goes away. Well, it doesn't, boys and girls. And so many people have their education paid for by the government, or so many people have power through the government that they just don't want to believe it. Well, I make this government up. Well, it's done good things for me. Well, it can't be bad. It's funny, I read some of the Roman accounts by the historians, how they'd come and kill the men, the fathers, in front of their five-year-old children. And they'd take the little boys and little girls from Germany, what was the Visigoth kingdoms or Gaul, what is France today. And they would take them to Rome. And by the time they were 15 years old, they loved Rome. They served the king in many cases, his inner guard, his inner Praetorian, were almost all Visigothian, of a Visigothic nature, a Vandal nature, and they just didn't care. They had the memory of their father being killed, but by the time they were brainwashed, you know, well, Rome gave me everything. Well, I'm a Roman. And so, of course, the empire does things for you. You know, the mafia does, too. You want to be a kept slave? You want your name on all the things this evil empire does? Because when you're signed on to this sucker, you're signed on to all of it. And man, I don't want that on my soul, on my immortal soul. Paul Watson, any comments on that little rant?
Well, yeah, people who get a taste of it and think they're part of the power structure. I mean, for example, the people in my country who have been through higher education and they're talking to these professors every day in these institutes of academia. You talk to those people and they're the most closed-minded people you could possibly talk to. They're even more ignorant than somebody who doesn't know anything about anything. So it's brainwashed out of them to question authority because they think that they're part of it and they're told that you will be rewarded if you toe the company line. And so they get more and more closed-minded. And that's how it works. That's how people sell their souls into this. So, I mean, it's just a temptation which they can't refuse.
And you know, the music, the culture, the way it's sold to us with entertainment is powerful, is popular. You know, I think a lot of heavy metal music is very destructive. Some of it has actually a good political message, a few of the groups out there. But last night, I went out to get something to eat and stuff, and they had some heavy metal on. And man, it was like I was back to being 14. And I was like singing along with it. I mean, you know, it's easy to get sucked into this stuff. You know, before I knew it, I was like, you know, singing along with the hymns. And it's not good, folks. So, I mean, you know, even I lower my guard for a second.
Well, me too. I mean, I found myself watching adverts and, you know, suddenly snapping out of it and realizing that I was in a complete daze. But, I mean, the heavy metal music and all that kind of culture is, it's basically designed to make people think that they can't have a difference not only on their country or their system of government, but on their own life.
Listen, I've heard Marilyn Manson is elevator music. And when Marilyn Manson is elevator music, folks, I mean, what comes after that? It's crazy. All right, let's cover some news, then we're going to go to Jerry and Steve and Jim. That's going to be it for calls. Before we go any further, let's talk about Armstrong Williams. And, I mean, this is a small little window into the payoffs that are going on. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, this is the commentator paid by the Bush administration who now admits his error to promote.
But he's not giving back the $240,000. And the error isn't Bush paying him off with this money to go act like he's for Bill Clinton's UNESCO No Child Left Independent bill.
No, they've shifted the focus. But, I mean, even a bigger example here in the UK was back in 2002, 99% of parents were against the triple jab MMR vaccine. The British government came out immediately after and said, we're going to initiate a PR campaign to change people's minds. Lo and behold, a few months later, all these news reports started emerging about how good the triple jab MMR vaccine was and how it didn't.
Same thing here. I mean, it's like I'm selling Schwarzenegger on us. I have no doubt that probably somewhere the RNC has already put cash in. I mean, it's just everywhere, every show, every channel, how great it is, 24/7. But let's go back to this example from a year ago of the $70+ million. For fake newscasts where he's our great leader. That's totally illegal. The Congressional Budget Office told Bush it was illegal, and he said, I'm not going to stop. But that's one buy for one initiative to get the prescription drug thing passed, Paul.
Yeah, that was Medicare. It was eventually denounced as covert propaganda. I like how the fact that all these packaged TV reports go out to these local news television stations and they just blindly put them on air. They don't even check the source. And we're supposed to believe that they're unknowingly and unwittingly just putting these things on without even checking them. I don't believe it for a second. I think they're well aware of what they're doing.
Well, I saw one of them and it was like, George Bush was really appreciated by a crowd who loved his plan. And then it came out later that in the very production I saw, again, these go on the infomercial hour. They're paying the station, but it doesn't say it's an infomercial. It says it's a news agency, and it turned out Bush wasn't being clapped like that. They were cutting in crowds. Huh. Man, well, folks, that's just... No, go ahead.
They have them here in the UK, but they're gracious enough to label them party political broadcast before they put them on, but it's the same thing. So they're just disguising it within the news rather than in this country where they have them immediately after the news, so there's not much difference anyway.
I mean, folks, when they go out and are paying commentators a quarter mil or 10,000 short of a quarter mil to go out and promote the No Child Left Behind, by the way, that was to sell conservatives, see. Remember Bill Clinton was trying it and he was so evil, but Bush does it? Oh, but the conservative leaders are for it. Again, how is Limbaugh paid more than his show brings in? You know, how does any of this happen? It's just so ridiculous. Oh, boy. All right, let's shift gears here. 85-year-old man beaten, pepper sprayed by police, CNN. And police are there investigating an incident in which an officer pepper sprayed an 85-year-old man during a traffic stop. And it's Leon Nins, World War II highly decorated veteran, who's 5'7", weighs 145 pounds. Didn't see the police car flashing its lights for a half mile. Man, I've been going down the road before, and it takes me a quarter mile to stop if I get pulled over. And it's admitted the cop slammed his legs in the door, beat him, tasered him, and began screaming and cussing at him. And now they're charging him, the old World War II vet, for not stopping fast enough. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, they seem to pick on the most vulnerable people. Tasering people in wheelchairs, beating pregnant women for talking too loudly on the cell phone. It's amazing how they target the weak and those who can't defend themselves in the first place. And as you've said many times, the people who are doing the same kind of thing now in Iraq are going to come back to America and become police officers and do the same thing. So it's just another example of how they view us as the enemy, as all their training dictates, that the American people are now, you know, not their masters, not those who are they're supposed to serve and protect, but the enemy.
Well, I would say from just my own view of it, from my own, you know, monitoring it, observing it, half the police are good, a quarter are in between, and a quarter are just bad, bad, bad. And I would agree, the thugs that like to do this, predators, instinctively attack weak people. And I mean, tasering five-year-olds now, you know, tasering 95-year-old women, I mean, it's getting out of control, Paul.
Well, come on, that five-year-old did have a piece of glass.
No, that was the six-year-old. There was another five-year-old that ran from police.
Yeah, that was the girl who ran across the highway. So they thought the best thing to do would be to, you know, taser her in the middle of the road, which seemed like a good idea at the time. But I mean, again, some of these people who do these kind of things, then they're just allowed straight back into the force. It's like this sergeant in Iraq who wasn't even discharged from the army for ordering these two Iraqis to be thrown off the bridge into the Tigris River, killing one of them. And the cardinal sin that they'd committed was breaking the 9 p.m. curfew time, again part of the liberation. So, I mean, as in Iraq, it's starting to become the same thing in America. They're treating us as subhuman. That's what they're doing in Iraq, which is, you know, why...
Well, I've got the article here where in the Masonic ritual last year where they blew the guy's head off, he got 5 years probation, no jail time.
Yeah, and this sergeant gets 6 months for basically manslaughter. So, I mean, they do this so brazenly because there's never any kind of backlash against it, and they think it's okay because they treat people as subhuman. So if people are animals, then it's okay to treat them as animals in their view.
I want to quickly go over these articles. London Telegraph, antidepressant drugs make breast cancer treatments less effective. Thousands of breast cancer patients who take Prozac and other drugs to counter depression are being warned that the treatment can make their anti-tumor medication less effective. A study by Doctors for America in Hospitals in America has found that Prozac and Cerarat both react negatively with tamoxifen, the drug which is given to women to prevent the reoccurrence of breast cancer and prevent it working to its full capacity. Of course, it came out last week that it causes massive birth defects, but they're not stopping. Here's another one. Eli Lilly knew Prozac had a 1,200 higher suicide rate than other antidepressants. It's yet another example of the widespread negligent actions committed by Big Pharma in the quest for profits. It's not just Vioxx and Celebrex. Now the truth is finally starting to come out on antidepressant drugs like Prozac. And what is the truth? The drug makers, Eli Lilly, well, not only knew their star drugs were more dangerous than alternatives, but they actively sought to suppress the release of that information in order to protect profits. Yeah, I knew this 10 years ago, Paul.
Well, yeah, and this is what they want your kids on under New Freedom. And the fact is...
But it's New Freedom, Paul. It's freedom.
Well, it must be, if it's called that. And studies have
shown... Does that mean we started labeling cyanide pills as vitamin C? People wouldn't get sick from it? People wouldn't die?
Well, the European Union's banning all the vitamin C, so that's what they could replace it with. They banned the vitamins which make you better and cure you and keep you healthy, and they push all this Prozac on you when the studies in the past have shown that, you know, 50% of people given placebos recover just as quickly from depression as people given Prozac, and then you've got all
these... It's actually 55%, yes. Even more than half do better with a sugar pill.
And then all these horrible side effects, which the companies know about and yet push the drugs anyway because they're in it for profit and they're in it to keep people ill so they can keep them dependent on the companies.
Well, then the children get sick and they put them on even more. And, of course, the spin is it just makes children commit suicide. No, it makes adults do it too. But it is worse in children. Padilla's lawyers, charge him or free him, MSNBC. And they're saying, how dare you, you know, not charge him for 3 years? Well, here's the problem. Forget Padilla. What about Dr. Charles T. Sell, the Army dentist called in to examine the dead bodies at Waco? He says they killed him. And so he's been held for 7 years in solitary confinement, being forced drugged and never charged. Paul?
Well, yeah, and this goes right back to November 2001, where they created the enemy combatant designation. And the parallel legal system, as they called it. And now, last week, they came out and said, we're pushing ahead to imprison people indefinitely. They're paying $25 million apiece to set up internment camps in foreign countries to keep individuals who have no evidence against them, but will not be released because they're still terrorist suspects. And Padilla is an example of that, where there was no evidence against him. It was basically a scare case engineered by John Ashcroft. And now they're keeping people indefinitely in internment camps. I mean,
and now they don't even get a tribunal because they can't get the tribunals to sit. Their own officers are quitting en masse.
No, and it's funny that in these cases of so-called Al-Qaeda operatives, like Khalid Mohammed and others, they actually call other affiliated so-called Al-Qaeda members to be at the trial who are supposedly still alive, like Ramzi bin al-Shib. But the U.S. government doesn't allow them to be present because they've already killed them and they've covered it up, or they haven't killed them and yet they've told the media that they have killed them. So they
can't. Well, they killed them four times and captured them nine times and then they're still bombing us, yes.
Yeah, so
but they never retract how many times they were killed or captured. It's just a... Paul, before we get a break and come back and take the call from Jerry and Steve and Jim, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv. Quite a bit is going up in the next few days.
We've got at least four new videos going up this week, maybe even five. We've got Alex's weekly report going up today. We got the Dean Haglund interview, who was former star of The Lone Gunman, going up. We've got Mohammed Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, a great movie by Daniel Hopsicker, going up this week. And, of course, the original 911 pre-release video, which you put out, which most people haven't got because it was only available for a couple of months, but it's going up again this week. So, you know, at least four videos this week, audio interviews, and everything else, the special reports, my book, Order Out of Chaos, Alex's book, other e-books. So it's a great time to sign up because the content's only increasing week by week.
All 11 of my films, dozens of other films have been authorized to post. It's just ridiculous. You want a master's degree in the New World Order, PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, my friends, the 11 films I've made, you can get hard copies of those and make copies of those and give them to people and put them on Access TV, show them at your college, or show them at your VFW, show them at the nursing home, whatever. Just show it to everybody. The toll-free number to get my videos, just for a few more days, these discounts of upwards of 70%+ off on some of my best films, go to Infowars.com, peruse the secure online safe shopping card, and order them online, or call toll-free to ask about the different specials and titles, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait, folks. Get the best 9/11 films out there, bar none. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get these materials. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, we're going to come back, Paul, and got about 5 minutes. We'll give each caller about a minute and a half. Jerry, Steve, Jim, and others. Well, we'll just take those three. And we'll wrap up this Monday edition. Covered about 60, 70 articles. I didn't get to all of them. There's a lot more on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But seriously, take advantage of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns.
All right, final segment here.
The ring of fire.
Let's go to Jerry in Pennsylvania. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, concerning the Masonic murder.
David Hackett Fisher was on TV, I guess it was several months ago. He did a new book on Washington, and he's probably one of the most renowned historical researchers and authors on the colonial America, Paul Revere's Ride, and a few other books. And he has access to Paul Revere's personal papers, diaries, and so on. And that night of the 18th and 19th of April, when Paul Revere was stopped, a British officer stopped him, and he said, "Pray tell me, what is your name?" And he thought, that's odd. Now, this is in Revere's own handwriting. He said, that's an odd term, even for 18th century language. And he always thought about it. And he says, he is not a Freemason, he said. But he happened to mention this casually to someone who was a Mason. And the guy says, you know, I think that's a Masonic term. And then he clammed up. He said, a little while later, he was speaking to a group of Freemasons, and he asked them the same question, strictly on an academic, historical nature. And they said, well, we could tell you, but then we would have to kill you. Can you imagine that?
Well, yeah, and that's what the rituals are, where they simulate killing members if they ever speak out. And this guy got shot in the head, and he's dead. But, hey, most of the judges are Masons, so the guy that killed him gets a couple years probation.
I mean, do I have a little bit, another 30 seconds or so?
You do it now.
Oh, okay. Right here in Allegheny County, I'll talk about a seizure of power. We have Cyril Wecht. He's our coroner, and he's a world-renowned coroner. He's
okay, tell me.
Okay, he questions the police a lot of times if there's a police-related death.
Okay, and what happened?
And the district attorney is trying to stop him from conducting any investigations anymore.
Classic. Thanks for the call. Oh. Great point, sir. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Pop in anytime, Paul. Steve,
yeah.
Go ahead.
How you doing? Alex, I taped Beat the Press yesterday. I'm going to erase it, but I have a clip. It's 30 seconds where he admits that there's more people than just Mr. Armstrong. Did you want to hear it?
Yeah, did you also get the Arnold part?
No, I didn't. I didn't find it, and I went through it. Let me play this clip. It's about 30 seconds, okay?
This is admitting more payoffs. I want this tape.
All right, let me play it for you.
Here it is.
So I let him down. I'm sorry, Armstrong. Listen, I'll tell you this. I'll bet that there will be a great market for FOIA, Freedom of Information, request in the next couple of weeks, because I suspect Armstrong Williams is not alone. There have been other people who've been doing this.
In fact, the Census Bureau has done this. The Department of Health and Human Services has done this in the past on Medicare and other issues. So they have gone to... not just to journalists, but they have put out fake news releases,
video news releases
that are misleading to the average person who believes that they are news reports. And I think that the lines are so blurred, we have to also take a step back and ask, you know,
okay,
who's the line?
Great job, Steve. Will you send that to me?
Yes, I will. But I just wanted to say, Alex, did you get the CNN clip I sent you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. If you want to just put it on a VHS or anything.
You're awesome. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You're wonderful. Jim in Boston, last caller. Go ahead.
This is Jim from Boston. Listen, I need to give you guys some heads up on what's... I don't know if you've both seen an article from the New York Times. There's something going on up here in Truro, Massachusetts. That's a town which is down near the Cape.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, the sheriff, what he's done, this involved a cold case murder. And what he's doing is asking all men... to report to the police station for their DNA.
Yeah, that happened in Louisiana. That's big. Email that to Paul, okay?
Yeah, if I can get a chance to find data is, I'll.
Okay, we're out of time. We're out of time. Thanks for calling. Call me back tomorrow about that. Paul, that's a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah, the article was posted a couple of days ago. They just did a widespread sweep for everyone's DNA. They're introducing the same thing here in England, so it's another frontier of the police state.
All right, thanks, Paul. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. The Burke.